It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Once coronavirus cases began showing up in the Lone Star State, you began hearing more from a man named Phil Wilson. He's Texas's acting chief overseeing the state's enormous health bureaucracy, the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, HHSC. Wilson is one of the officials you may have seen at Governor Abbott's news conferences about reopening the state for business. But a new story this week questions whether his head is in the game when it comes to fighting COVID-19 in Texas. That's because Wilson, who was tapped by Abbott in March, gets no salary to run the 36,000-employee HHSC. Actually, Wilson's main day job is 30 hours a week as the $600,000 head of a quasi-private agency called the Lower Colorado River Authority, or LCRA. Here to explain this arrangement is Texas Tribune's health reporter, Shannon Najmabadi. Shannon, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
Now, let me get this straight. Wilson is the acting chief of the biggest health and human services agency in the nation, and he's getting no salary, but he's keeping his paid job at a private industry gig. How does that work?
Yes, that's right. So Phil Wilson is a longtime government fixture. He's kind of thought of as a Mr. Fix-It. So political scientists I spoke to said this arrangement, which is quite unusual, though we are in unusual times, might have been a way for Abbott to tap into this person who he thought of as the best person for the job, someone who's thought of as quite capable, without asking Commissioner Wilson to leave the LCRA, which is a very well-paid job and also kind of a plum position. So Commissioner Wilson is now splitting his time. Spokespeople for both agencies said he's working about 80 hours a week, 50 hours for the HHSC, while also staying in touch daily with LCRA leadership.
You say 50 hours with the HHSC?
Yeah, at least 50 hours a week and then 30 hours with the LCRA.
But he's taking no salary from the state, right?
That's right. So the state said that he chose not to accept a salary or benefits when he accepted the HHSC job. I think it's worth mentioning here that his pay at the LCRA, which is more than $636,000, is more than double what the previous health commissioner made.
Previous health commissioner, not the previous LCRA commissioner or anything like that, because in the utility mm-hmm. business, salaries run into the millions, in fact, double-digit millions, right?
Right. Definitely more than double what the health commissioner made.
Okay. Now, to explain for our listeners who may not have heard of the Lower Colorado River Authority, it's a nonprofit public utility created back in the 1930s. No state money, mm-hmm. but it's mm-hmm. governed by a 15-member board that's appointed by Abbott and the Senate. And where does the LCRA get its money?
Yes, it is an interesting quasi-state agency. So it doesn't have taxing authority, doesn't receive direct state appropriations. Its revenue comes largely from generating and transmitting electricity, which it does across a swath of mainly central Texas.
I think a lot of people may ask, why Wilson? I mean, does he have any background in health or in managing a health agency?
I don't think he has a background in health, but like I said, he has been a longtime government fixture. He worked for Perry as in many positions, including as deputy chief of staff. He was appointed secretary of state, headed TxDOT, the Transportation Commission. And he's also been called in, even when he was at the LCRA, to help other state agencies. So back in the wake of Hurricane Harvey, Governor Abbott asked Commissioner Wilson to go help the GLO get help the General Land Office secure housing for Hurricane Harvey victims.
Okay, I guess the bigger question, though, is whether someone who's spending as much time as he does at the LCRA can truly be focused on fighting the pandemic in Texas.
Yes, political scientists I spoke to said that it could raise questions about the sustainability of this arrangement. Spokespeople for both agencies reiterated that this is meant to be temporary. But at this point, Commissioner Wilson has been serving both agencies for going on 3 months. And like I said, he's working 80 hours a week, 7 days a week. So the political scientists raised questions about if he was able to do both jobs in an optimal manner, if it continues on in this fashion going forward.
Why not hire someone who isn't on loan from another workplace, say someone with more health service bona fides, perhaps?
I couldn't speak to Governor Abbott's motivation, but I do know that, you know, Commissioner Wilson has a great deal of government experience. He is thought of as someone who can fix things, as evidenced by the fact that he was brought in after Hurricane Harvey to help the GLO. And he has the confidence of the governor. So those could be attributes that could be highly desirable during a crisis like this one. It also let Abbott tap someone immediately since Commissioner Wilson is serving in an acting capacity.
Shannon Najmabadi is the Texas Tribune's health reporter. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with us on The Standard.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
and you are listening to the Texas Standard.